On this episode, we're chatting with a few of our friends to learn more about Disney Vacation Club. This is episode 293 of the Main Street Magic Podcast. Hello and welcome to another episode of Main Street Magic. I am your host, Jeremy Stein, and I'm joined by my lovely wife, Rhonda.
Hey, guys.
Make sure you check us out on the web at mainstmagic.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at mainstmagic. If you've not done so already, head out to Facebook and search for the Capture the Magic community and ask to join. And we have kicked off our brand new weekly schedule for the Capture the Magic Network. So on Mondays, you can get the Capture the Magic Universal podcast, which is on its very own feed. So go out and search for Capture the Magic Universal wherever you listen. On Tuesdays, you got Rhonda and I with Main Street Magic. On Wednesdays, Jared and I bring you the Diz Dudes. On Thursdays, Jared and Jamie bring you Capture the Magic Podcast, which you can find at CaptureTheMagicPodcast.com. And coming soon, an exclusive Friday show going out to Club 32. So if you want that content and even more content, including Diz Dudes Live, in-park and resort live streams from both Disney coming up, as well as Universal Studios Orlando, you get CTM at the movies, 20% off all CTM network merchandise, and so much more. Check out Club 32 at CTMVIP.com. And Zippity Doodah Travel is our trusted source for your next Disney or Universal vacation. If you go to travelwithzip.com, you can fill out a quick form, let them know where you're looking to go, all the specifics. They will give you a free quote. Then, in addition, they will help you book your vacation. They will help you answer, you know, any questions that you may have, help you plan. And all of this is at no additional cost to you. And finally, if you want the best in theme park inspired coffees, teas, and merchandise, head out to expeditionroasters.com and go ahead and use the code CTM15 at checkout to save 15% off your entire order. So today's going to be an interesting episode and one that I think there's been a need for information on lately.
Oh, yeah.
Which
absolutely
is all about DVC and Disney Vacation Club.
Yes.
Being as we are not anywhere near experts on this,
nope.
I wouldn't even know how knowledgeable we are. We did sit in a DVC meeting one time.
We did.
Very, very confused by all of the jargon and the talk. I still don't know if I have a grasp on how it works.
But I did want to buy as soon as we left.
I know. We did not buy, but it makes you want to for sure. But
yeah.
So what we're going to do is we're going to record this in a few different segments. We're going to have a few different guests on that have direct experience with DVC.
Yes.
Both as brand new owners within the past week buying direct,
mm-hmm.
Both as owner who has some resale contracts and things mm-hmm. like that. And we're going to break this up into two parts. So first today, we're going to talk with our friends Kat and Michael about their recent direct purchase of DVC. And then in a follow-up episode, we'll talk to our good friend Brian about not only some more with direct buying, but also with resale contracts and adding points on. So we'll dive into all that in a few, but first, we are just going to give you a quick overview as far as it comes from the internet, as far as Disney Vacation Club goes. So we're going to probably have a lot of questions for our guests. We did put out, in Club 32, if they have some additional questions, but we'll dive into that soon. So Rhonda, explain to the fine people listening, who maybe don't know, what is DVC?
Well, it's funny that you ask.
It is funny.
The Disney Vacation Club is DVC. It is the Disney version of a vacation ownership program. It was created in 1991 by Disney Vacation Development Incorporated. Unlike a traditional timeshare where owners buy a specific size unit in a set time of year, DVC works on a point system, giving owners the flexibility to travel when they want, as often as they want, and for however long they want, and in whatever size unit they choose.
Based on the points that they own, of course, but again, we'll get into that with our guests. So DVC is currently offered at the following Walt Disney World resorts: Animal Kingdom Villas, Disney's Old Key West, Disney's Boardwalk Villas, Boulder Ridge Villas at Disney's Wilderness Lodge, Saratoga Springs Resort and Spa, Disney's Beach Club Villas, Bay Lake Tower at the Contemporary, the Treehouse Villas at Saratoga Springs, Polynesian Villas and Bungalows, the Villas at Grand Floridian, Copper Creek Villas and Cabins at Wilderness Lodge, and then New Riviera Resort. Other DVC properties in the United States would include Disney's Vero Beach Resort in Florida, Disney's Hilton Head Island Resort in South Carolina, Aulani in Hawaii.
Yes.
And then the villas at Disney's Grand Californian Hotel and Spa out in Disneyland. So with all of that said, we're going to go ahead and dive into our first guests, which are our good friends and listeners, Kat and Michael. And so we're just going to go ahead and bring them in now.
Yep.
Kat and Michael, thank you guys so much for joining us. We don't get guests a lot on the show, so hopefully you feel very special and privileged to be joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, we feel so special.
Yeah, well, we want to. So we've had a lot of listeners with the way everything's going, of course, for the rest of the year, not being able to currently make new reservations, you know, cash reservations, but DVC is looking a lot more attractive, I think, for people, whether they're renting points or they're buying. And I know you guys are very new DVC owners, so we thought you'd be a good starting point to kind of go through some questions and ask a few things about what the process is like, why you chose it, and things like that. But before we get into the DVC portion, just so people have a little bit of background on you guys, let us know where you're from and kind of how long you've been going to Disney and why Disney.
Do you want to say it?
Do it.
All right. So my name's Kat, and I'm originally from California, but now I've been in Boston for 9 years, about. So I grew up going to Disneyland, and when I moved out to the East Coast to be with my husband, it just got to be too much kind of going to Disneyland all the time. It was just a lot, like with the time difference and everything. So I was like, in 2016, we started going to Disney World, and we were like, well, we're going to give this a try. And then slowly and slowly, I became just as addicted to it as Disneyland. So that's my story about it.
Yeah. So how about you, Michael? You a fan all your life, or was this something once you met Kat?
So we went to Disney World a few times when I was a kid, but we didn't really go on very many vacations, you know, as I was growing up. And then once I met Kat, you know, she loved to go to Disneyland, and, you know, I was visiting there all the time. We needed something to do, so I went with her to Disneyland, and we ended up having a really good time, and it's much more fun as an adult than it was as a child, from what I can remember.
Yeah.
And so we moved home, and when she moved here with, you know, for us to be together, the time difference and the money to fly across the country all the time is just so much. We go to Disney World twice as much as we're able to go to Disneyland, so it just made sense.
So how many times a year on average then do you guys go to Disney World?
5 to 6.
Yeah.
Okay.
About every other month.
Yeah.
Okay.
We average like 30, 35 days a year.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
Awesome.
Yeah. No, it's good. Yeah, we can't complain. We love it. We spend a lot of our time there.
Oh, yeah. And we've spent a lot of our time there with you now, which is fun. So,
yes, we definitely enjoy it. So what made y'all decide to buy into DVC?
I would say, actually, which is going to sound shocking because I am the huge Disney nut, but Michael actually started pushing harder for it, I would say.
It just made the most financial sense. Even before they recently added, you know, discounts onto the points program, we go so much between the discounts and annual passes and the discounts on everything else and the amount of time we go for the money that we spend, for where we stay. And I love staying at all the moderate, you know, resorts as well, but it saves us more money to buy DVC than it doesn't.
Okay, and that, I think that's one of the things that most people have to just do the math on. I mean, it's, you know, and depending on how you want to do it. Now, we'll get in, I guess. You guys bought direct, correct?
Yes.
So what was the deciding factor on buying direct versus resale? I mean, I know that there certainly are benefits you get, you know, with direct compared to resale since they've changed everything. Was that most of what made you decide to buy direct?
Yeah, so we were actually looking at buying 100 points from his friend who has too much, I quote, Disney points now, which I feel like there's never enough DVC points.
But
yeah. He has too much, so he wanted to get rid of some. So we were like, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to save so much money. And then we started to realize that you don't get any of the benefits. So, like, you don't get the pass holder discount. You don't get
the parties, the moonlight parties. You don't get any of that.
Yeah,
you don't basically just get to get in.
Yeah.
Right.
You don't get to go on cruises.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, the points don't go on the cruises, so we figured for the extra money that it would cost, it was worth it just to go through. And after we did the tour, the DVC tour, it made more sense to just go through Disney and to get all the extras that go along with it.
I was going to ask that question. Did y'all do a DVC tour? Because we actually did one. When did we do one?
It's been 2-3 years ago at Wilderness Lodge. Yeah. And they were just opening up the DVC portion over there at Wilderness Lodge, and we went and did a tour.
So y'all did one?
I didn't want to do it. I didn't want to do the tour. I've done other timeshare tours, and they're always terrible. You know, there's a lot of pressure. And Disney was fantastic. It was zero pressure. At no point did I feel uncomfortable. They picked us up. Nice. They dropped us off. They gave us ice cream. They were super nice. She answered every question we had. We didn't feel like that she was pushing us out.
Yeah.
You know, she kept us there for as long as we wanted.
And, where was y'all's tour?
Where
was y'all's tour at?
Saratoga Springs. Okay. So you go and then you go and you sit down and then they do like a couple videos and then we sat down and talked to the lady in like a smaller office and then they take you on a tour. Like they fully have Copper Creek right now and Riviera rooms like full
set
to scale.
Set up at Saratoga?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so you go and see them and it's so crazy because it's literally just like you're in it and then you're kind of like, oh wow, this is nice. And then they kind of get you like hooked on that. So you tour both of them.
So we'll talk about the rooms a little bit, as you know, because this is a conversation we've had with you guys a lot. And, you know, Disney Vacation Club studio rooms, for the most part, have very similar layouts throughout. I feel like Old Key West is one of the ones that has a little bit of a different, larger layout, but most of them have the same type of setup. What do those setups look like? We've had the conversation. It works for you guys very well as just a couple, whereas that setup doesn't work as well for us. Having two kids.
That's kind of why DVC made the most sense for us. We can stay in a very small, in a studio for very low points. We're very flexible. We can go at any point in the year. So we can, you know, we figured if anything, we can go, you know, 15 to 20 days a year with DVC. Whereas if you have a family, you need, you know, 2 or 3 bedrooms. Obviously, you stay less time.
Yeah.
But I mean, the studios were nice. The 1 bedroom were awesome. The fact you have a washer and dryer in your room is...
The
1 bedroom is amazing to me. I thought that was one of the best features, to be honest.
Yeah, because you guys coming down. So what is your average length of stay when you guys do visit Disney, since you are coming down from Boston and coming about every other month?
So we'll go, we go like a full week in September.
Okay.
Usually like that's the longest we're there, like 8 days. And then all the other trips range from like 3 nights to 4 nights.
Okay.
I would say.
All right.
Thank you.
How many points did y'all buy and where at?
We bought 200 and we bought it in Riviera.
Okay.
Nice. So Riviera is your home.
Yeah, Riviera is our home. We haven't stayed there. We stayed at a lot of the others. We haven't stayed there yet, but we're actually very excited and looking forward to it. I like the location of Riviera. It's near Caribbean Beach. We have a lot of love for the Caribbean Beach Resort. It's one of the first ones we stayed at a lot. So I'm excited for the area and just the people.
And they have a really tiny studio too. I don't know if you guys have looked at it online. Yes. It has like the pull down, your favorite pull down bed. Uh-huh. And that thing, I mean, you can get that for really short points. Like it's pretty.
Yeah. And it allows us to go a lot.
And we could totally stay in something like that. So that works for us. But if you have, I can see how the points, you need a lot of points if you have like families and stuff. Cause you can really, the jump from like a studio to a 1 bedroom is a pretty big jump, I would say, in the points.
Yeah. I could see that. So then what made you decide on that number of points? Was it just math? And then what made you decide on Riviera as your home resort?
We're actually going to get less points until recently when after the whole pandemic thing, they actually had a little deal right now going on.
Okay.
Oh. And so we only got about 150 and we opted to buy 200 just because it wasn't very much more. And a lot of us to go much more for the amount of money that it cost.
The discount doubled too, right? Isn't it $15 off to $25?
Yeah, it was like $25. It was like $25 off a point over 150. So it was well worth it for us.
Oh wow. Okay.
Riviera we decided on. So Copper Creek would have been nice, but Copper Creek was much more money. Mm-hmm. It was like $20 more a point to stay there. And Riviera is new, so it's 50 years. From now until.
We're out.
Yeah, until I'm 98 years old.
Where are you guys going? Are you leaving? You didn't tell us that. No,
y'all can't go anywhere.
So, I mean, it sounds like the process It sounds like it was pretty easy as far as doing the tour. It's great to hear it's not very, you know, salesy and pressured. But what was the full process like in the timeline of you saying, hey, we're going to do a tour, to we've made a decision to buy, to the fact that you guys are now owners and you got your blue card? What does all that look like?
So we toured it. What was it? Was it February?
February.
We went there in February. And then actually the day they shut Disney is the day we were supposed to fly there and sign the paperwork.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. So we ended up going, which actually ended up working out for us, if you can call it that, because we ended up saving more money. We had more time to think about it.
Right.
In the meantime.
And the discount came out.
The discount came out. So we bought 50 more points we would have for not much more money.
Wow. Yeah, that was awesome.
And it ended up working out for us.
Yeah. So then I pretty much just, once the discounts came out, which I think was last week.
Last week.
I just called and they're like, all right, let's do it. So you just give them all your information. They take your money and set you up. And then it's kind of a long process because they have to like FedEx you paperwork.
Oh, wow.
You have to go get it notarized.
Yeah.
You have to send it back. Yeah. They pay to send it back. You send it back to them. And then once all that's done, then they start sending you all your cards and stuff. But as soon as they take your money, they let you start booking right away. They're like, all right, where do you want to stay? Where do you want to go? Here's your member ID. Like, you can go into the system. You can do pretty much anything and everything.
Once they approve you, you can book right away.
Awesome. Now, did y'all do that? Book right away?
Yeah. Yes. So one of the best things that they gave us was they gave us last year's points as well as this year's points. We have like double the points this year.
Oh man.
Wow.
So
welcome home.
So we never thought we'd run out of time to go, you know, so we had a lot of conversation where we're going to stay and how long. And she's like, we have extra points. What are we going to do? And I was like, I don't know. It was a lot of conversations at work about, we never thought we'd run out of time to go on vacation.
Right. That's,
you know, so we actually have more days to go away and more time stayed to go away than we have vacation time, which I'll have to work out.
Because then, and technically, and I know you guys are new to all of this, so hopefully your understanding is better than mine, because I've read through this a bunch and I still don't always understand it. If you don't use potentially all those points within your year, you can lose them, correct? And then you're out? Like how does I know there's banking and borrowing and there's use years, and how does all that work?
So the only thing I understood so far is you can bank for 1 year. So if we didn't use any points this year, we can use them next year. So like those free points that they gave us from last year, we have to use them by August or they're gone.
Gotcha.
Because they're technically last year's points, and then we'll have next year's points coming up, you know, in August.
Okay.
Yeah. So this year in August we'll get our other 200 points, and then we have those to use, and then you can carry those over
for a year.
You can borrow ahead 1 year as well. So you could, if you wanted to go crazy and blow, you know, 400 points in one trip, you could do that, but then you have no points for 2022.
Right. And I know, I mean, we have friends that come every other year, and that's what they do is they'll get like a 2-bedroom, you know, or something like that. So technically, if you guys didn't want to come as often, you could just go all out like every other year. From either borrowing or banking, you know, previous or the next year's points. And you guys could decide if you wanted, you know, you can get a 1-bedroom at Grand Flow or just go all nuts, but you just wouldn't get to go as often.
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were considering buying more points, but there are places we still like to stay. We still like staying in Colorado.
Yeah.
You know, and places like that where they don't take points, you know, but you know, we didn't want to, I would rather stay there a few times a year too, just to, because we like it so much.
For
break
sure.
Break it up.
Yeah, break it up.
Yeah.
So, Kat, did you book a room as soon as you could, and how did you do that, and how did that work?
So, the first one, they kind of get you in anywhere you want. So,
awesome.
I was like, because normally you have your home resort opens up for you to book 11 months out.
Okay.
And then once 7 months hits, you can book any of the other resorts based on availability.
Okay.
So, pretty much, you know, all the good resorts go pretty fast, or like the good rooms and everything like that. So I decided to take full advantage of this one resort that we get whatever we want, and we booked Copper Creek for Christmas.
Wow,
that's
so awesome.
That's so awesome.
Because we would probably like normally never really get that, because we go on Christmas.
Yeah.
Which is a very hard time to get.
Yeah. Yeah. So and otherwise, there's no way you were getting your non-home resort. Did you guys look at Boardwalk? Was that in the conversation? Because I know you do love Boardwalk.
Yes. So they will literally put you in anything that you want, pretty much.
Yeah. The first time, they'll put you wherever you want to go.
That's crazy.
So anything is pretty much on the table, because I guess they hold back like a certain amount of rooms just for emergencies or, you know, probably DVC sales or whatever. So, yeah, we looked at Boardwalk, but we are staying in Beach Club in September. So we kind of figured, like, why don't we try and, like, balance it out a little bit. We'll already be there. Areas. And sometimes Boardwalk, I've noticed, is a little easier to come by if you're, like, flexible with the dates.
Yep.
Whereas Copper Creek, I still feel like it's pretty popular.
Yeah. So you mentioned, you know, some of the added benefits and all of being DVC, pass holder discounts, Moonlight Magic. Are there other benefits specifically that you guys are excited in? I mean, I know you guys and with us like to go out and have drinks and appetizers and all, and now you get access to Top of the World Lounge whenever you want, right? Is that a big bonus for you?
Yes, I can't wait for that.
To be fair, I didn't even know there was such a thing until.
Oh, really?
I had no idea.
It's pretty sweet up there. We've been lucky to have been invited up there before, and you guys will absolutely love love that.
We'll all be going.
All things considered, I think all the discounts together made it just financially the most.
Yeah.
The package made it all worthwhile between all the benefits and the discounts on everything, food, discounts on food everywhere.
Yeah.
I think the pass holder thing though is honestly the biggest benefit for us, because every time we have to pay our passes, it's like it's a big, you know, weight to pay all that at once. So now we at least get, I don't know, $300 off or something like that, which times two, that saves us a lot of money.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, here's a question. I don't know if you guys know the answer or not, because this is technically this gives you a residency in Florida, correct? Are you allowed to then get passes as a Florida resident where you could do the monthly payments as opposed to having to do the lump sum up front as out-of-staters?
We were just talking about that. I think that the pass that they give us is actually the Florida residency pass.
Yeah, okay. I think that's because you can get like the gold and the silver and all that.
As a DVC member.
Never had access.
Okay.
Yeah, we've never had access to that before.
Right.
So I think that's how it goes. And I've seen some people briefly, and we'll look at some of the DVC stuff I've looked at, say that they were on like monthly plan. So I think you can do that, but don't quote me on that because we're still, you know, 1 week in.
Right.
But I'm pretty sure you're pretty much treated as a Florida resident because we do own like, what, 6 square inches of one room in there.
Yeah, the way it works out. So, hey, I mean, if you can get some of those benefits, I think that definitely pays off. Obviously, again, you're 1 week in. Is there anything just in the process of becoming a DVC member that you wish was different? Or is it really just this was kind of super smooth? And is there anything you would change as far as becoming a DVC member?
I think the only thing that disappointed me about DVC, and not because of the whole DVC experience, I think generally because of the COVID stuff, that DVC members didn't get park passes before anybody else was allowed to make them.
Yeah.
And I think that people that have paid 30, 40, 50 years out and they have planned their trips out, because most DVC people plan their trips out 7 or 11 months in advance, that they would be guaranteed park passes, and they weren't.
Right.
So that was the only disappointing part of it, but I don't think it's part of DVC as a whole. I think that's something that they should fix. Yeah. But I mean, as far as the whole thing with them, it was a breeze. They made buying it very, very simple.
That's awesome. So when you – oh, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. As long as you had – if they had hotel reservations, though, and you had annual pass, then you would still get to make the park reservation.
Correct. Yeah.
So it's not like they totally singled everybody. Yeah. It's just more – and this is also a weird time, so – but – certainly back to it. I don't think that they make everything easy. There's like a number you can call and someone just picks right
someone
up.
Someone always answers.
Oh, wow.
Like it's not an automated system or anything like that.
Oh, that's nice.
I don't know if that's just for the like contract process or whatever, but I had like a question because you fill out like a almost, you fill some like serious paperwork, like it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So I'm like, I don't want to mess this up. So I would call and be like, am I doing this right? Because I worry about everything. Like, so I get so stressed about it. So I wanted to make sure we were doing everything right.
Yeah. No, you said that they had to FedEx the stuff back and forth. Obviously, you guys are way out of state, but you said originally you were going to go down to sign papers.
Yeah.
Do you usually have to do all that in person, do you know? And they're making exceptions because of the pandemic, and that's why you were able to buy from out of state and not have to be back on site?
No, actually, when we were there, we asked them if we had to be present, and she said, no, you can do it exactly the way we did it. We just thought it'd be cool to go down there and sign it.
Oh, totally.
You know, we want an excuse.
Another excuse to go down.
Yes.
For sure. No, that's good to know, though, that you could, you know, for those that maybe aren't looking for that excuse.
They'll take it. I think this is like how they normally do it. They said like 80% of the people would ever go home and do it over the phone or whatever, because they go home and think about it or whatever.
Right.
So that's how it goes.
That makes sense.
That does. We did have a couple of questions. Jeremy put this in Club 32. And actually Sarah asked, when did you feel it made financial sense to buy DVC?
I broke down the amount of time that we spend there on average, as opposed to what we would pay over the course of 50 years. You know, just the two of us, as long as, you know, we live long, prosperous lives. After the first 5 years, it kind of doesn't it make you money, but it costs you significantly less over time.
Okay.
Well, since we pay it off, I mean, then it's
once you pay it off, then all you pay is the HOA dues every year.
Yeah,
and then that's it.
Okay, so you will pay dues every year, and correct. I assume that's based on your contract size and your resort.
Yeah, yeah, they charge points. You per point and per resort. I think for 200 points it was like $1,600 for the year.
Something.
Okay.
It was about that.
Yeah, and they'll either let you do it monthly or you can just pay it at one lump sum.
Oh, okay. Oh, you can do cool. It monthly. All right.
Yeah.
And then I mean, I know, I think a lot of people know, I've seen all the time when the dues are coming up, people will go get Disney gift cards at discount from wholesale clubs, Target, whatever. Yep. And they use that to pay their dues. So at least they save a little bit more money, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that, but I'm totally doing that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the best financial part of it is because the points never change. So if it's 20 points to stay in a regular room, but over inflation, say in 20 years it costs you $2,000 a night to stay at Poly, it's still the same 20 points. The points in the contract never change.
Yeah.
So I think that makes the most sense. No matter what inflation is, your amount of points will still get you the same thing in 10 years or 20 years.
Yeah. And the only thing that will inflate are the dues. The dues will go up? Okay.
Yeah, they said they go up on average, I think, 1.5% to 3% every year.
Okay. All right. But so at least it's something you can plan for and be ready for. Another question we did have is, what is the importance of use year and how important was it to you guys in owning your top choice resort?
So actually BK Lounge helped me with the use year because I asked him questions because he is so knowledgeable in this stuff. Yes. And I am still, like I said, really new. So he helped a tremendous amount. So he asked me what use year did I pick, and I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So
yeah,
then
I don't understand.
He kind of explained to me that the use year depends on, like, pick it 30 days before, like, your when's the most important for you to go, because that way you can still cancel your trip and get your points back, or what, like,
you can carry them over.
Carry them over, or whatever. You won't, like, lose them or something like that. And then that's when they'll become, I don't know what I'm looking for, sorry. Become back available. I don't know.
Become available again 30 days later.
Yeah, so we go for the longest in September. So I just asked him, like, what should I pick? And he said I would do August. So we went with August. They were offering up February. But really, when it came down to it, at the end of the day, I guess it's not a huge deal because we go so often.
Right.
That it's not really going to make or break us either way, but I just listened to what he said because he's really knowledgeable.
Yeah.
About
well, we're actually, once we break with you guys, we're going to record another segment with Brian. So, he's got a ton of knowledge, and we're going to focus a lot on him with resale contracts and adding points and things like that, because he's done a lot of that. So, yeah, he was even kind of the reason he was saying, you know, hey, I think some people are interested in a DVC episode if you want to do one. And I was like, well, we do. We just don't have the knowledge for it, which is why we thought we would bring in people that, that do have knowledge.
Did y'all ever, before the before buying DVC, did y'all ever rent points?
Oh, yeah. We did rent Boardwalk, actually.
And how was that?
Summer. What?
How was that process? Oh, was, we've done it, it at Boardwalk as well.
Yeah, so that was crazy, though, because that was during the hurricane last year. We rented those points. Yeah. So that's when we were like, we're going no matter what because we're not getting our money back.
Right, right.
Because renting points is kind of scary like that, because if you don't have the insurance or, you know, you don't, it's, you just, once you rent them, you rent them.
Right, yeah.
So you can't get your money back.
And you have to pay up front the full price of it. I mean, you know, we only did two nights at Boardwalk, but for us, we're used to, as Florida residents, booking, putting the money down for the night one and then paying the balance. We'll save up and pay the balance when we get there. But we have like time to plan. And so for that, it was like, it was, and I think we only paid, I mean, we paid like $600 for two nights, which was a decent enough deal for Boardwalk. But it was like, I need the 600 right now. And you're not even going for 4 months. I was like, oh man, this is.
Yeah. And that was our trip last year. I think we gave them like 800 draws, whatever. We were like, we're going. Put your raincoat on.
Yeah.
Put your raincoat. Yeah.
But I think like on that point is we would do, also do the same thing where we would just save. We would, we have a special account for vacations that we just put our money in.
Okay.
And Michael was like, well, it's, this is, we're going to be putting the same amount of money into DVC instead of paying this money. Like, directly to Disney, so why don't we deduct some money from the account and put it towards DVC?
Yeah,
and then we'll have for the rest of our lives.
Yeah,
versus, you know, just paying them when we get there every single time.
Right. No, that makes a lot of sense. Anything else you guys wanted to add about becoming DVC owners? Is there any advice you would give to somebody who's kind of on the fence and thinking about buying, but they're not 100% sure?
Well, just make sure your situation fits it. You know, if you have a very large family, it's going to be expensive to buy DVC as opposed to if you can shop around for moderate or resorts or whatever. But I mean, if you have the money to spend and you can, it's definitely worth it between the perks and where you get to stay. It's 100% worth it. I was nervous at the beginning because, you know, it's alone and you have it for a very long time, but we're very, very happy in the end.
That's awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it and answering some questions and kind of taking people through your journey of becoming DVC owners. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
We look forward to some more trips with you guys here soon, both at Disney and Universal, since we're all Universal pass holders now as well. Yeah. So, all right. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
If you have not done so already, will you please subscribe to Main Street Magic? And you can also go out, you can subscribe to Capture the Magic Universal, The Diz Dudes, and the Capture the Magic podcast. Again, if you want even more content, including a future Club 32 specific episode, you can go to ctmvip.com. We got lots of great merch out, and we're actually going to be releasing some Universal shirts along with our Disney shirts at ctmshirts.com. And if you are a Club 32 member, you'll save 20% off of those. Don't forget travelwithzip.com, expeditionroasters.com. You got any more .coms you want to throw out? Maybe just like a place you like?
No.
If you have also not already left all of us a rating and review, would you please do so right now?
Because it helps all of our shows grow.
That's all we've got. We'll see you real soon.